it really hard to understand whoever wants to learn English. But the main problem is, I have been teaching English, it's been around 5 or 6 years. Before that, I was learning, so it took me a lot of time to grasp, to understand its methodology, the way, the system, a struggle, tactics. These all things need to tackle. But when I teach, many people, they think or they understand that it will take a few months to learn English. I repeat this sentence again and again because many of people think that it's a language, so it will take hardly a few months and they will achieve it. But once they realize, once they started learning, they realize that they have to take a bath with language. They have to be with language. They have to think. They have to imagine. If they are not doing this, it means they are not with the sync of the language. So once you have decided, or once you understand that you are wanting or you are trying to learn English, but still you are procrastinating, it will not work for you. Learning English means you have to learn, you have to read, you have to write. So ultimately the word, so word is what? Word is the main fuel of language. If you know the vocabulary, if you know the word meaning, so that whenever you're gonna elaborate something or you wanna imagine, you wanna express something in English, so that you have vocabulary power, words power, so that you can elaborate your thought, be continue or express whatever you want to say. But this part people miss. When I ask them to start learning, because many of the professionals, they have been working for decades, even 20 years, 30 years, they can put in all their effort when it comes to submit the task, complete assignment, striving hard. If their boss asks them to finish some task in the same time, they do that on the same day. But when it comes to improve or propel their career growth to the next level, somehow they lack, and that is their flaws. Being a human, we have such a heart, such mind thought, such mindset, so that we don't process where we want to go. We want to go somehow, our mind is somewhere that is asking, that is setting the target that we need to go there, we have to learn it, we have to be good in English and we'll get a lot of job, we'll get a lot of opportunity. Obviously, people ultimately understand that the people, they are good in English, they are getting good opportunity. But the people, they are not good in English or they are very good at skill, they are a stellar performance. They are outstanding performer. They have a great knowledge about the subject, about the skill that they want or that the company want. They are excellent. There is no flaws. But again, if they are not able to reveal that in English, they are not able to communicate, they are not able to present, nobody gonna give credit. So even management gives credit to those people. They are working, even they are working less, but they are able to represent that. They are able to share the thought, share the idea, because many times a stream of thought in our mind is blowing, but we are not able to represent that. We are not able to put it in front of somebody where actually it deserves, this message deserves to be where. Sometimes you have client or you have some cases, but you are not able to make him understand, elaborate each and everything, its pros and cons, its flaws, its problem, sharing each and everything that he needs, or he needs to understand why this happens, what this issue occurs, why these all things arise. If you're not gonna make them understand or make a client understand, I'm talking particularly about the job part, so how will he get to know? And this is how, what happened, somewhere communication gap occurred. This communication gap is created because it's not that you don't know what to say, only you don't know how to say in English. That is the problem. So still, there is a majority of the people, they wanna learn English, they wanna propel their career growth to the next level. But what is happening is they are not able to bridge the gap. The gap they have, they want, they need, and they don't have in between. This gap need to be bridged by learning only. So even people, they contacted me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and again after that they contact and they regret. They realize that they should have learned it because they thought it would start 2 years ago or an year ago, a year ago, but still they are not start, they have not started. But this is how this problem occurs. So if somebody who is listening to this podcast or still try to get the answer, how to get rid of weak communication skill or how to achieve it, what is the pros and cons, what is the element that we have to achieve, only this is the problem, that you have to start, everything start narrowing for you. If you want to start something or you think that you want it, you need it, you are focused, you are putting in all your effort into it. Every time you are thinking, you are imagining about this. So remember, this will come in your mind, or one day you will achieve it, because everything start narrowing down in a way, in the way that you want. But that will only happen, that will only occur once you start working on it. It will not come only thinking, it will not come only imagining, only procrastinating, only thinking that I'll start. No, anything that we want. See, here I'm especially focused about the communication skill. So when it comes to communication skill, every time you have to be in practice, you have to be in practice. You should stay steadfast on your faith, on your decision that you decided. One day you have to be very good in English, you have to be an effective communicator. But again, if you don't do that, what will happen, you know? So better not to procrastinate, not to think that I'll start next day, next year, next month, start it now. So first of all, you will have to learn a lot of structure, a lot of grammar rules, lots of vocabulary. Then thereafter you will come at the level, at the stage where you need to listen a lot, because language comes by listening. Once you learn something, once you go through vocabulary, once you read it, once you learn it, later on we have tendency to forget it. So how to retain that in our mind? By listening. So when you listen to somebody speaking, when you watch something in English, or when you read news book, paper, or book, novel, you come across these all vocabulary, these all structure, and then you'll get to know, oh, I know this. And this is how hammering again and again at the same point, it becomes easy. We are able to achieve it. We are able to break it up. So once you get to know, yes, this is what I was looking for, I'm sure you will get it for 100%. It doesn't matter where do you live. Nowadays, we have a lot of tools, a lot of technology that are going to help you out. But you have to understand how to use it. If you are using to pass the time, to watching notification, to watching YouTube, and there are many stuff and number of things that we have spent some time and we don't realize how time passes by. So learning the language, commanding about the language, we need to work on it. We need to be in that 100%, so that after you start realizing that yes, this is what I was looking for,